Welcome to another episode. I really appreciate all of the love and support that I'm getting. The thing is that I would have to provide this forward introduction to you because I'm looking to switch gears, and the reason being is that switching gears makes a lot of sense. In particular, because I am in a dilemma of interest. And the reason being I'm in the dilemma of interest is because a lot of these podcasts that I've been releasing one after another, you know, day by day, is freeform. It is still tech. There is still news with a little sprinkle of just my own taste of how I want to broadcast it. The thing is, the name of the podcast itself doesn't provide the end user or the person who's receiving this as, or perhaps you're just looking by and you look at it and you're like, whatever he's talking about doesn't really in line of what the title says. And I'm not talking about the title of the episode, but just the title of the podcast itself. As I think about this a little bit more, I don't want to be pigeonholed to just minimalist tech and news, even though those are my primary topics. I love talking about tech and how involved we are in general, right? Like, those are things that are appropriate to say, because I personally think that everybody should be informed of the current events and also the current technology that's currently affecting them indirectly or directly. The reason why I'm saying this is because not a lot of people give a lot of thought, and I'm assuming at this point, because there's a lot of smart people on here, do not give it an extra thought, or maybe perhaps it's validating the way you already know in here, right? Like, the settlement, sometimes it is like, oh, I feel the same way. Or you might say, I already knew that. So, okay, so what's new? And then on top of that, what is it that I'm bringing to you to the table? And that's usually the analytical spins of things, right? The analysis, how I perceive it, the forecasting, the projections and things of that nature, how these things could be utilized in the manner that most people, I say most, remember, like I said, there's a lot of smart people on here, don't think about. And I like to bring that forward because I think in this particular podcast, it's more freeform. I like the freeform. It's less effort on my part to just sit down, have bullet points and talk it through. And on top of that, talk it through, edit it so that there isn't any ums and awkward pauses. I actually like the freeform of things because in natural conversations, that's usually how that happens. And some people, it leaves a bad taste because of what we have been accustomed to, and that's broadcasting YouTube videos that are well polished. I know some folks are like, man, I would rather have a well polished podcast. And if that's the type of person or that's your preference, then I do apologize in advance, or I apologize now so I can save you 10 minutes of your time, and then you could be able to find something that's a little bit more suitable for you. But, you know, in the future, and if you ever want to come back, hey, I'm here. I do this for free. Nothing's ever paid to me, although I do get into the sponsorships, but I don't really talk about the sponsors because I was sponsored, and to be perfectly honest with you, it doesn't pay enough to pay for like a website. It's enough to just tickle the hosting for this particular podcast. And remember, I do this for fun. I've been doing this for 12 years. I've been doing it before my kids were born. So I love podcasting. I love talking into a microphone. What I don't like is content that's being broadcasted on YouTube. For some reason, I feel like that's a lot more effort than podcasting. Obviously, the podcasting bar has been lowered completely of applications such as Spotify and Anchor, what no longer exists anymore. I think it's like Riverside.fm or things of that nature. Makes it easy for broadcasting yourself on a podcast and then having those voice notes, podcast episodes being sprinkled amongst different distributors. And obviously, you can get into RSS or Podbean or SoundCloud and do it that way. However, the whole point of this is to say that I'm looking to change gears. I'm looking to change the name. I'm looking to express to you of the current change and the reason behind it so that you're not being caught off guard. I like personally talking into the microphone in a freeform fashion because it is exactly how natural conversations should be. And I think moving forward, we should all aspire to have these freeform conversations versus being forced conversations. I know it's a lot being said here, but just so I can say, I don't want to be editing for instance, because it saves me on time. And number two, I think I speak well enough to not have to edit all of the ums and all the pauses that happen. I think it adds for a natural person, right? IRL. The other thing too, the name of the podcast is Tech and News. I like the tech side of things. What gets really touchy are things like the news, because every single person who watches the news has somewhat or moderately has an opinion. And sometimes it's on the extreme and sometimes it's very maybe mellow on the other side, right? Very soft. They don't really have an opinion or can care less about it. And the thing is, I like both sides of things. And what comes to mind sometimes is either what's on the current news or what's being provided in tech or tech news, and to smush it all together, entertainment. It is to provide you with an aspect that is completely different in scope and view. But what I'm saying here is that if I pigeonhole myself to the news, I'm held at a journalist, and I'm no journalist. I am not picking apart, you know, what's happening in the world or what's happening in whatever statement I'm making, right? It could be used against me because I am positioning myself as a citizen. Let me just rephrase that, as a citizen journalist. So I'm reporting on information, but I no longer am in the position of providing information in a factual manner, because most of the information that I'm receiving is through other news outlets. So as you can tell, as this information is being provided to you, I also want to be transparent here, but it's like, because I don't go out and do the footwork. There's a lot of other journalists that do the footwork that has been doing the research, and I don't want to take away from what they're saying, but I'll take bits and pieces of their article, repeat it, and give it my spin to it. And the reason why I do that is because it's different perspective. Because people, when they write, and I don't know if you know this or not, when people write, they write from a particular angle. And this is just like normal college, right? When you go to college, you pick a certain side and you defend it. And that's usually the direction of the articles. Mostly, most of the articles that I've come across, they have a particular argument and angle to make readers think that this is good, bad, or different. But they never give you, and I say never, I want to rephrase that. It's challenging enough to see big picture, because all they're doing is drawing these connections to one area. So they put the blinders on for you. What I like to do is give both perspectives, and perhaps I'll give you my perspective. And sometimes it's very strong in that arena because that is the view that I believe the direction of the news or perhaps that article is missing out of, to complete it, to make full circle. I also like to do perspectives in a manner that is easily digestible by the normal human being, right? Like, because we're all humans, right? And we all try to make a connection to certain things. Us as humans, we try to make connections to pretty much everything we do. And mostly males, most males, they think more of in logical form, which the reason why, as a matter of fact, as I look at my analysis tool, my podcast is, I have more males than I have females. And I say by a lot. And I want to say about 40%, I think 43, 44% more males than there are females. But, I do have females listening to this too as well. However, to bring back the whole news thing, remember, I'm not a journalist. I don't want to be pigeonholed to a journalist's standard because I would have to report on these on facts, on things that I found and be able to document these things. I'm not doing either. I'm a citizen as a whole, right, of the United States, but I'm not a citizen journalist. I don't want to be pigeonholed in that direction. So the name has to be changed. And I had a lawyer that had advised me on changing the whole news thing or just dropping news out of the whole thing and just call it the minimalist tech and leave it there, which I might just do. I might not. I might just change the name completely, the whole title. But my approach hasn't changed, even though I've reported on tech and tech news and policy changes and things of that nature and given an analytical spin and things that require a little bit of more thinking. However, that aspect hasn't changed. What is changing is possibly the name and also the format, meaning how I'm broadcasting this information to you. And there's going to be a lot less edits because, like I said, free form is the best form of conversations. But other than that, I'd like to hear your thoughts and opinion before I get into this rabbit hole or not R1, because we already know it's not a good device. But leave it up to you for interpretation. Let me know what you think. I'd like to hear your thoughts and opinions. The other thing that I'm going to leave on this note is to reach out to me so that I can put you on the spot, the podcast, not Spotify, but this podcast as either a voice note, leave me an email, and then I'll be able to broadcast it that way. And if you feel that you can have or would like to have a spot on the podcast to have a conversation, I'm all there. I'm all ears and I'm willing to have these conversations with you. But just remember, if you are going to want to come on the podcast, I would have to have, there are some, little things that you have to keep in mind, little guidelines and things of that nature so that you and I are understanding. But other than that, love you. Please keep it moving. Keep moving forward. There's a lot to life than just behind these walls, all right? Until then, I'll talk to you guys later.